For the first time in our history, Reinhold has been awarded the Association of Directors Public Health Prize for the best public health annual report. We've had runner-up status before, but this is the first time I've actually won it. And the report that won was one which dealt with happiness. In its broadest context, the mental well-being of the people in the city. So we looked at how we could map happiness across the city. We looked at different geographical areas. We looked at differences between men and women, different age groups, different ethnic groups, different religious groups. And in this sort of way, we compiled a map of happiness and mental well-being across the city. And the reason for doing this was that there's very good evidence that happiness and mental well-being are associated with good health, with lower rates of diabetes, heart disease, even cancers. So there's things that you can do to improve your happiness. And if you do these things to improve happiness, and happiness and mental well-being is probably about 50% in our genes and 50% external influences. So we can do the things to improve happiness and mental well-being. We can also improve health. So there's a good reason for doing it. I think this report was seen to be quite an innovative report. The style of the report is very engaging, and it's something we try and do with our reports, to make them very readable. So they're heavily edited by me. I go through them all and try and remove anything that might be seen to be over technical or jargonistic or cliche, and put it into a much more accessible way. And that's not to dumb it down, but actually what we're trying to do with these reports is to get them out to a wider readership, so people feel that they can pick it up and understand it. There's a lot of evidence behind it. There's a lot of references and things like that which underpin it, you know, peer-reviewed literature. But actually, that doesn't have to be so much in your face. You can still get to that through the web links and so forth. But the public document is a much more accessible, lively, well-illustrated, case history-based document.